What is going on with the running backs this year? Injury after injury after injury. And with that, let's go straight into the week 6 breakdown. Good week in fantasy football. Still trying to find out what these teams are made of, and we're kind of finding out which team is which and all that and how they're going to finish out the season. But we will begin with Uncle Buck and Mr. Woody. Uncle Buck with another impressive win. Mr. Woody with another disappointing loss. Uncle Buck gets it done. Just both running backs putting up 30. His quarterback putting up 30. Besides that, Evan Smith, Knox, even DK, they all did not do well, but it was Murray and Henry really leading the charge for Uncle Buck. Just for Mr. Woody, what went wrong is the question. I think it's simply Austin Eckler went to sleep. And Mr. Woody really needed Austin Eckler to show up this week, and he just didn't. Besides that, Allen with a mediocre 10 points, and McLaurin and Schultz, 6 and 12, but Williams showed up 23 points. But besides that, maybe put in Jacobs or Brown. Guys can go in there. Ruggs even, Stafford even. You still got Allen, so. But Mr. Woody can come back if he makes some good managerial moves. Miss Lori and Mr. Luke and Miss Lori embarrassing Mr. Luke in the revenge game proves that Miss Lori is the better team last year and is the better team this year. And I think just the running back situation did not show up for Mr. Luke. And, you know, we joked on the podcast about he's going to put in the wrong guys. Well, you know, he had Waddle in there for a second and then he took him back out. And same for Robinson, who even put up 9, better than Tony and Pittman's points. So, but, you know, what went right for Miss Lori? I think it's simply every single guy you see putting up double digits, except for Tyler Lockett, and that will give you a victory on most days. Mr. Ryan and Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Ryan simply getting back to his old-fashioned ways, just simply outperforming the other team, proving that the Diggs trade is going to benefit his team to a championship run. And for Mr. Gilbert, he was good at one point, but now it's kind of just getting back to the old ways. So, and this week, teams are getting back to the old ways, and especially for me and Dad, you know, I was in a winning streak, got brought down by losses, and comes back to normal. Me getting the victory on Dad, and I think it's simply running back issues with Gibson and me with Booker and just running back issues. But Dad puts up good points. It's just Gibson and the Panthers bring him down. And with that, we take you to nothing better than the segment of winners and losers. And the winner this week is by far Uncle Buck, fighting his way back from the rough start. But the question is, can he build on it, is the question. But the winner, Uncle Buck. And for Mr. Woody, another disappointing week. Could have done way better with the number one pick that he had. Don't like the pick of McLaurin. Don't like the pick of Thomas. Don't like many picks on that team. But, you know, we'll see if he can bounce back with the pick that he has, because he did have the number one pick and he has a decent team. So what can he do with it is the question. Week 7 predictions. Yes, not too early. But before we get into that, we will show you on how the playoffs, brackets, and all this looks now. In your divisions, the Kamish and Mr. Gilbert, both 3-3, tied for the top. Mr. Woody, Mr. Luke, not unusual, at the bottom with 2-4. Mr. Ryan and Mr. Dad competing for the best team in the league, 4-2. Watch out, because Miss Lori and Uncle Buck are coming up at both 3-3. The best division is clearly the East. The West, the struggling division. Don't be surprised if you see all four of your playoff contenders be from the East. When you look at the playoff bracket, Mr. Ryan in first, the Kamish with the victory over Mizerdad gives him the second seed, Mizerdad third, and then Uncle Buck fourth. In final standing projections, the Kamish, I'm down from 3-5. Mr. Woody's down by 3 spots from 1-4, and then other than that, it's just 1 spot movement. For Mr. Gilbert, he comes up to 8-7. Uncle Buck from 6 all the way to 3, big improvement. And then, of course, Mr. Ryan from 4-2, and then Dad still 2-1 is the projection there. And now we can finally go to week 7 predictions, and we are going to begin with Mr. Luke and Dad. I think Dad bounces back and gets the win. Mr. Luke is just really struggling right now. Dad still has a decent team, and he will win. Mr. Gilbert and Miss Lori, Mr. Gilbert struggles in the running back department this upcoming week, which leads to Miss Lori winning once again and giving Uncle Buck and even Mr. Ryan and Dad a run for their money. Well, Miss Lori, not much money to be run there, as Mr. Woody will lose to Mr. Ryan just because Mr. Ryan is too strong. So Dad and Mr. Ryan both get a big win. And then Miss Lori also gets a win. And the question is, can Buck beat me is the question. But that is the game of the week. Me and Buck. The battle of the stickers. Uncle Buck is trying to silence me as I hated on him the most in the preseason. This is a revenge game for Uncle Buck. Can he silence me? Or can I say I was right all along? Quick weekly podcast for you. It started out at 10 minutes earlier in the season. Now we're getting close up to about 8 minutes. Enjoy the NBA tip-off tonight as they will begin there, and we will let you know any breaking news throughout the week. We will let you know right here on the podcast or on the thread. Enjoy your sports week, and I will see you again on Tuesday, hopefully, as I celebrate a win against Uncle Buck.